everybody. Well, my last boo was incredibly depressing. Even I found it depressing hearing it back. So I'm really sorry in advance, or in retrospect, rather. So this time I thought we'd do something a little more lighthearted, and that would be an introduction to Riva, my guide dog. Riva. Hi. Say hi to audio boo. Just sniff the phone. That's right. So the way I'm going to introduce her, we're just getting back from our evening walk out. We're walking down the hall back towards my apartment.
Riva, come here. Good girl,
come. I live at the end of a long corridor, and she loves to run down it, which is what she's doing now. And a dog who lives down the hall from us gets very excited about this and wants to come join her. So the stupid yappy bark that you heard is thankfully not my dog. We're going to walk back in the apartment. Come on, honey. And she just bolted down the hall, which is not that normal for her.
Riva!
Usually when we get in from park time, taking her out, she loves to come in and have a drink of water. Just like that. She is a frisky little black lab, about 60 pounds, quite skinny, with a tail like a piston. And it never, ever stops wagging. She has velvety ears and a flat head. It's like a little anvil. And dainty little paws. And she's the cutest, most affectionate girl in the world.
Riva, come here.
And right now, I am holding her plush wiener dog that she loves to pieces. Usually she'll get going and squeak the hell out of it. And I think you heard a little tidbit of that, but she won't. She's also very independent. If she wants to play, it's on her terms and on her schedule. Her favorite game in the whole world is tug of war. But if I hand her tug of war toy and she's not up for it, that's too bad. She doesn't feel like playing, we will not play. If she does feel like playing and I'm not in the mood, though, I better get in line and do it right now. So, such is the nature of